top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I am Richie Farrell in the headlines. Educator David Edwards believes a robust education system must offer quality and equitable access and programs that enable individuals to pursue their personal aspirations aligned with broader national needs. The National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, NTRC, in St. Lucia has announced its intention to provide free public Wi-Fi to residents and visitors of Soufriere for the next 5 years.
DA.com. Right on cue.
And the European Space Agency's latest intake of astronauts completed their basic training, and the group of five received their graduation certificates at a special ceremony in Cologne in Germany.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and...
Our afternoon news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
B5D.
We'll be right back after some words from our sponsor.
Of frames to make you look glamorous? Come to Quartz Optical. You'll find a wide selection of stylish frames from Prada, Ray-Ban, Armani, Converse, Vogue, plus new arrivals for you to choose from. Get 35% off credit or 20% off cash purchases. Plus, you can book your eye examination appointment online today on quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later with Quartz Ready Finance. Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Special conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Educator David Edwards emphasized the critical importance of quality and equity in education systems. According to Mr. Edwards, a good education system is characterized by its ability to provide high-quality opportunities while ensuring equitable access to those opportunities for all individuals. Expanding on his viewpoint, Edwards highlighted that equity in education entails the creation of programs that not only enable individuals to pursue their personal aspirations, but also aligns with the broader national needs. He stressed the significance of educational initiatives that empower individuals to realize their full potential while simultaneously contributing to the advancement of society as a whole.
When we talk about good education system, we really refer to an education system that offers quality opportunities. Quality opportunities with regards access, quality opportunities with regards equity. So you're talking about quality, access, and equity. And we're talking about programs that allow individuals to realize their aspirations, as well as programs that are aligned to national needs. So we're talking about programs that meet the needs of individuals as well as national needs. There are other important aspects of a quality program. A quality program is one that has a feedback mechanism for monitoring and evaluation, because education is a very dynamic sector, seeing that providers of education must anticipate needs and respond to needs. So the education development is not static. It's a very dynamic process. And part of that dynamism is a feedback loop. So that constitutes a quality system. I should also stress the importance of communication with stakeholders and stakeholder engagement.
Former educator David Edwards, in a press release today, Crime Stoppers Dominica expressed its heartfelt appreciation to the generous sponsors and collaborators whose support has been instrumental in advancing our mission of enhancing public safety and combating crime within the community. The release said, "We are particularly grateful to long-standing supporters like Digicel Dominica and Flow Dominica for their continued dedication. Throughout the close of 2023 and the onset of 2024, Crime Stoppers Dominica has been fortunate to receive sponsorship from the following esteemed businesses: Archipelago Trading Limited, Belfast Estate Limited, Fine Foods Limited, The Fort Young Hotel, Giselle Astafan, Intercontinental Dominica Cabritz Resort and Spa, J. Astafan and Company Limited, Jungle Bay Resort, National Bank of Dominica, the National Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Secret Bay Development Limited, Springfield Trading Limited, and The Realm. The contributions from these entities are pivotal in sustaining our endeavors, particularly in upholding our overseas call center. This crucial facility enables concerned citizens to anonymously report crimes they may have witnessed or possess information about. By facilitating this vital service, individuals play an integral role in assisting law enforcement agencies to solve crimes, thereby safeguarding the welfare and security of our neighborhoods. We extend our sincere gratitude to each sponsor for their unwavering generosity and dedication to fostering a safer community for all. Their support enables us to maintain a confidential platform for citizens to report crime-related information without fear or reprisal. Crime Stoppers programs heavily rely on community support and are primarily funded by private donations received from individuals and professional organizations. For those wishing to contribute, donations can be made via check to Crime Stoppers Dominica Inc. or through Mo Banking to the account number 6150-00334 or through the mobile ID 5553018. In more news, Joanna Blaise Adams is the 27th president of the Dominica Nurses Association. Kamala Adams, the newly elected public relations officer of that association, announced the names of the newly elected executives who will lead the organization from 2024 to 2026. These persons were chosen during the Nurses Association annual general meeting held on April 12, 2024. She spoke on state-owned radio.
The Dominican Nurses Association, DNA, announces its newly elected executive officers to govern the affairs of its organization for the term 2024 to 2026. At the April 12 general elections, the following persons were elected: President Joanna Laura Blaise, Registered Nurse, Infection Prevention and Control Officer; First Vice President Ephelja Reiner James, Registered Nurse Midwife; Second Vice President Tama Pierre, Ward Sister; Secretary Shannon Serafin, Registered Nurse Midwife, Community Health Nurse Acting; Treasurer Malika Timofija, Registered Nurse BSc; Assistant Secretary Treasurer Eliza Francis Luda, Registered Nurse BSc; Public Relations Officer Kamala Adams, Registered Nurse. The President, Registered Nurse Joanna Laura Blaise, is now the 27th President of the DNA. All the officers, with the exception of the first Vice President, will be serving for the very first time on the DNA executive. Following the elections, members expressed feelings of excitement and hope, as well as support for the new president and executive. As PRO, I believe that DNA deserves to have a voice, and I promise to be that voice, considering shaping our future, speaking to the challenges of our now, and blazing trails for both. Kamala Adams, PRO.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Nurses Association, Kamala Adams. This is Q95 News. On International Earth Day 2024, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a powerful message emphasizing the crucial role of indigenous communities in environmental protection. In his address, he underscored the wealth of knowledge and traditional practices possessed by indigenous peoples, which are invaluable assets in preserving our planet's biodiversity and ecosystems. Highlighting the urgent need for action, the Secretary General called upon countries worldwide to rally together in a unified effort to combat climate change and safeguard the environment. He emphasized that the challenges posed by environmental degradation and climate change transcend borders and require collective action on a global scale.
On Earth Day, we must stand for our planet, a planet threatened by climate change, by pollution, by biodiversity loss, a planet that needs to be rescued. So we must unite and we must mobilize all our efforts for climate action, to protect biodiversity, and to support all those, namely the indigenous communities, that are teaching us how to take care of planet Earth.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking at the launching of Component 4 of the Green Climate Fund Enhanced Direct Access Project. Green Climate Fund Project Coordinator Hilda Kelshaw explained that this phase of the project will focus on privately owned physical assets of vulnerable populations, which are more resilient to climate variability and change through concessional microfinancing. Kelshaw says this component will allow persons to directly access a concession on lending revolving loan program for adaptation in buildings. To this end, the Government Housing Loans Board was selected and approved by the Cabinet as the service provider from March 2021.
Our focus today is on component for the EDA project, which focuses on privately owned physical assets of vulnerable populations are more resilient to climate variability and change through concessional microfinancing. This will demonstrate enhanced direct access of individuals through a concessional on-lending revolving loan program for adaptation in buildings. The Government Housing Loans Board was selected and approved by Cabinet as a service provider in March 2021. However, the agreement was only finally approved in March 2023. This was due to financial issues experienced by the accredited entity. Funds were eventually made available in February 2024. Under this component, individuals in the public sector can obtain soft loans of up to $75,000 or $200,000 EC at an interest rate of 2% to undertake various adaptation interventions. The chairperson of the Government Housing Loans Board and his staff has worked with and continue to collaborate with the EDA project office team over the past few months to get where we are today.
Green Climate Fund Project Coordinator Hilda Kelshaw, former Acting Superintendent of Police, ASP Claude Weeks, emphasized there are too many ignored cases of child abuse in Dominica and in the Caribbean region. Weeks is urging children, parents, nurses, and other morally minded members of society to speak up against situations of child abuse so as to reduce or prevent traumatic occurrences of such actions.
If we have to dive or get into that particular area, really, the court needs evidence you've got to satisfy the court beyond reasonable doubt to seek a conviction. So it's about getting the matter into the court, letting the process, the due process, letting it take its course with its witnesses. Witnesses ought not to be threatened, ought not to be coerced otherwise, so as not to testify, and more so the complainant. So this kind of thing where cases, to use our local parlance, are being killed or sudden death, really and truly, the nation would have a lot to answer when these things happen, especially if we know about it, if we know a mother knows, a father knows, a system knows. As I said, we've got primary, social, and tertiary agencies. And really, if we're dealing with children from 0 to about 15, 16 in the classroom, in the church, in the groups, in the home, and we know it's happening and nothing is being said. A child goes to the hospital, and we've got trained medical people at the hospital who can ask good questions in line with the field, and if they know deep down in their hearts that the other authorities have to get on board and they're not told, when we have our conscience to deal with, and at the same time we're really letting down the ball and destroying our children, bearing in mind they have to take up that baton to carry on the mantle for national development, for posterity.
Former Acting Superintendent of Police Claude Weeks. The second cycling race hosted by the Dominica Cycling Association took place on Sunday, and the results are in. For the elite category, two cyclists emerged victorious. Kohaf Baron and Desmond Prosper dashed through the route from Maboyd's Bar to Layou twice. In the mountain bike category, Ezekiel Roye, Jalen Richards, and Justin Bugono. Stefan Carbon came first in the junior mountain bike category as well. Cyclists made one round from Marboids Bar to Layou. Lastly, the road bike results, the cyclists who placed are Chester Leiter, Ronald Charles, and Kohaf Baron. The Dominica Cycling Association continues to spearhead cycling as a sport in Dominica. This is Q95 News. In a significant move to enhance connectivity and digital access, residents and visitors to Soufriere St. Lucia are set to benefit from free public Wi-Fi for the next 5 years. The initiative is being implemented by the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission in St. Lucia under its Universal Service Fund. Residents will have the opportunity to enjoy seamless connectivity for educational, recreational, and professional purposes, while visitors can access information, stay connected, and share their experiences online during their stay in this picturesque destination. And the European Space Agency's latest intake of astronauts have completed their basic training. The group of five received their graduation certificates at a special ceremony in Cologne in Germany. Among them is Northern Irish astrophysicist Dr. Rosemary Coogan, who becomes the country's second ESA astronaut after Team Peak. She described her training to our science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
The past year has been incredible. It's been our year or 13 months of basic training. We've been primarily based here at the European Astronaut Centre, where ESA holds its basic training. But of course, we've had several different missions, several different trips. We've done a lot of our theoretical training here on site. So we've had many specialists come in to teach us the fundamentals of various sciences. Earth science particularly is very important in climate, astronomy, engineering, orbital mechanics. And we've also had lots of activity off-site. So we've had things like winter survival training, open water survival, visiting different ESA sites across Europe. So there's been a lot of interaction with a lot of different teams, and it's been a great experience for all of us.
And today you get your certificate. You're no longer a sort of candidate. You are an astronaut. You've got wings on your chest there, haven't you?
Yeah, that's I'm very, very proud to have received my wings today. It's a really special moment. Of course, it's the end of basic training. It's just the beginning of a much bigger journey, but it's a really nice milestone to have achieved with the team. And yes, very proud to have the wings today.
Right, so tell me what happens next, right? Because you don't immediately jump on a rocket, do you?
No, of course. As I say, in some senses, it really is only the beginning. We're now eligible to be assigned, having completed our basic training. But what we'll do is we'll enter a phase called pre-assignment training, which is training that we continue to do before we're assigned to a specific mission.
And that's the special afternoon report for today. Here's a recap of our headlines. Educator David Edwards believes a robust education system must offer quality and equitable access and programs that enable individuals to pursue their personal aspirations aligned with broader national needs.
Right on cue.
The National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission in St. Lucia has announced its intention to provide free public Wi-Fi to residents and visitors of Soufriere for the next 5 years. And the European Space Agency's latest intake of astronauts completed their basic training. And the group of five received their graduation certificates at a special ceremony in Cologne in Germany. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.